First Peter says it like this, who his own self bears sins in his own body on a tree, that we've been dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So there's not a disease. He forgave every sin. He healed every disease. And this is what Psalm 103 and verse 3 is talking about. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. Now listen to verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagle, like the eagle. And notice that not only does he forgive, not only does he heal, but he also satisfies our mouth with good things. What good thing? To speak the word of God and proclaim the truth and drive the devil, disease, and all that stuff he brought in this world to contaminate you, to destroy you, to hurt you, to cause you to be unhealthy, unwealthy, and full of fear, full of doubt, filled with worry. He gave you his words, said that your mouth could speak the words of life, the word of God, and satisfy you with good things. Instead of having all those bad things, you can have the good thing. Full life, peace and joy, health and strength, victory and success. Living a good life, triumphing in Christ. Every day on this earth, you can live victorious over the works of the devil. Yes, they are here, but he have given you his word to speak. The blood of Jesus ratified, removed from you, took all of this out of the way and redeemed you. And then once he redeemed you and removed from you, he covered you. He has covered us. And we just take our place, announce our covenant rights. We are a covenant people with a covenant God who watches over his word day and night to make sure that everything he gained for us in Christ Jesus, when we speak that word, he makes sure that it come to pass, because he said, here's my word, Isaiah 55 and 11, that my word will never return to me void. It always accomplished what I sent it out to do. So he said that he will satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Now listen to this. He that is John, remember what he said, I read in 1 Corinthians 6:17. He that is John to the Lord is one spirit. John Gospel chapter 17, listen to it. John Gospel chapter 17, this is what Jesus prayed while on earth, just before his departure and going to the cross and dying, going back to the Father. He prayed this in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John for all of us. And it's starting with verse 20. He said, neither pray I for these alone, talking about his follower, those disciples, and those that were following him while he was here, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. See, I'm one of the ones that believed on Jesus through their word, what they wrote, what they preached, what they taught. See, the Holy Spirit had them to write it down in this book called the Bible. And I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. And so he said, I will not pray for just these that are with me while I'm here in flesh, but I'm praying for the one that will believe on them through their word. Hallelujah. So I read it again. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, that, listen now, that they all may be one. That they all may be one. as thou, Father, talking about the mystery now. This is the mystery that Satan didn't know was going to happen, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Satan didn't have a clue that this was going to take place, that we would be joined to the Lord and we would become one spirit with God. That means we will have the same spirit of faith. We'll have the same authority over demons and devils and the devil and all the works of darkness. He didn't have a clue that this was going to take place.